Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and you know what another lockdown means, the highly anticipated return of Dickheads of History Season 2. For those of you who don't know the premise of the show, we look at people who have influenced history and out them for the dickheads that they really are, giving you the facts to see a side that many of you may not have seen of these individuals before. Before we start, I'd just like to thank you all for your support, and this has been shown with the fact that we hit 1,000 downloads for last season. 1,000 downloads, that's over 100 downloads per episode. That is absolutely mental. There's no way in my wildest dreams that I would have believed we would have been able to hit 1,000 downloads as my first podcast. That is unreal, and that is all down to the love and support that all of you have shown. So let's make sure we're keeping this momentum going for this season, making it bigger and better. Talking about bigger and better for this season, although we'll be keeping the same concept of outing the dickheads, we'll be implementing changes, spicing up the show bit, starting by the show being placed in a brand new state-of-the-art studio. Well, when I say state-of-the-art, I mean we've changed location from my room at home to my room at uni. And when we talk about studio, we're more talking about me doing the podcast now out of a cardboard box that I've made out of old beer boxes and Amazon boxes. But still, we move. It's an upgrade. So enough chit-chat. Let's get down to the nitty and gritty of season two. And although we're here and proud of what we've done in season one, we are not here to dwell on the past. Well, I mean, we kind of are. That's kind of the whole premise of the show. But anyway, that's not the point. Today, we will be looking at the Empress of India, the Queen of England herself, the one, the only. I don't know why I'm really drawing this out for so long. You can read the title. It's obviously Alexandrina Victoria, otherwise known as Queen Victoria. For those who are unfamiliar with one of the world's most famous monarchs, one of the symbols of Britain, Queen Vicky was the second longest reigning monarch of England, only behind our current ruler, Queen Lizzie. She ruled over the height of the British Empire, 13 million square miles. This is where the saying of the sun never sets on the British Empire comes from. However, Queen Victoria herself wasn't exactly a ray of sunshine. So, without any further ado, here are five reasons why Queen Victoria can be seen as a dickhead of history. At number one, we have the nickname of the Famine Queen of Ireland. Now, Ireland went through the Great Hunger, which lasted 7 years. This killed over 1 million women, children and men. It also caused mass emigration to places like the United States, further hurting Ireland as a nation. Graciously, Queen Victoria offered to relieve Ireland of this stress, to help stop this spread of this famine, by granting them a sum of £2,000, a sizable sum in that era. Now, that's all well and good. That's what you would expect from a queen who ruled over Ireland at this time, to help one of her nations in need. However, a very generous man, the Sultan of Turkey to be exact, donated £10,000 to help relieve Ireland of this famine. 8,000 more than the Queen herself. Well, this in principle sounds absolutely fantastic. With that amount of money, they'll be able to cure themselves of this famine and be able to recover economically. Well, millions of lives weren't exactly spared, and this wasn't seen as a great thing by some people. This being Queen Victoria herself, who you could say was not amused. Yeah, I'm sorry. She saw this as an insult of her offer, which seriously bruised her ego. She demanded that the Sultan of Turkey withdraw his £10,000 of relief to Ireland and lower it to below the Queen's £2,000. Instead of increasing her donation to maybe match the Sultan, no, she saw it as fitting to make the Sultan lower his donation and make sure that she was not embarrassed, therefore showing that she never had any care for the people of Ireland. This in turn resulted in many more dying, the country taking decades to recover, but at least Queen Victoria's ego was saved. On to reason number two, and we have the famous Queen of England, who wasn't even English. So the woman who had once been known as Trinco Kane with a young Winston Churchill has certainly profited and still profits from being one of the most famous British symbols of all time. Well, that's all well and good, but she wasn't actually English. She was in fact German, with her mother being German and her surname being... No, forgive me if I butcher this, Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. Oh, nailed it. Her first language was German, and she only spoke German to her husband. And the famous English queen, which has been used to show sophistication and used to be shown as an idol of Britain, was really a fabricated truth, and she was in fact really from Germany. In fact, the royal family continued to marry Germans, and surname didn't even change until 1917 because of obvious conflicts of interest. On to reason three, and we have the fact that Queen Victoria detested her mother. Now, Victoria was raised in the Kensington system, a system which was heavily backed and influenced by her mother. This meant that she had huge limits on her freedom, and in turn grew to loathe her mother. These limits included meaning that she had to share a bathroom with her mother up until she was queen, which was age 17. 17 years old and you're having to share a bathroom with your mother. Oh, I don't know about that one. She had to hold someone's hand whenever she walked upstairs, and because of all this isolation, this also meant that she had limited friends due to playdates being seen as dangerous for someone of her status. As a result of this, you can say that Victoria's relationship with her mother was not all tickety-boo. This in turn meant that as soon as she was queen, she banished her own mother, who, by the sounds of it, did sound like a dick, to an out-of-the-way apartment of Buckingham Palace. In turn, she never visited her mother while she was in this apartment. She also got rid of the Kensington system, which more or less ruined her whole mother's legacy, since it was the only thing that she had fought nail and tong to implement, and had also meant that barely acknowledged her mother. I mean, fair enough, her mother was a dick, but you have to admit it is a bit cold-hearted to banish your own mother, your own blood. Well, I'll leave that up for you to decide. But anyway, her mother's treatment of her certainly affected how she treated her children in later life. Which brings us on to points number four, which is Queen Victoria's hatred of children. Now, when it came to children, Queen Victoria had a very twisted view of kids, claiming that her own babies were very nasty objects and pretty frightful when undressed. Ooh, charming. And claimed that all of her infants as children were ugly. So much for mothers always seeing beauty in their children. And she went on further to describe one of her daughters as a nasty girl, and even in a letter to her grandmother claimed that she would drown her daughter. And often she is said to have been acid-tongued towards her children. The nine-time mother, not nine-time mother of the year, just nine-time mother, who you probably would have thought with her outlook on children would probably have stopped after maybe one or two, but no, fair enough, described pregnancy as destroying her happiness. And she even blamed her son Bertie for her husband's death, who died of a fever, and in turn shunned her son Bertie for 42 years, stripping him of any political and power positions while she was on the throne. She also claimed that her youngest daughter Beatrice's sole role in life was to look after her mother. This meant never getting married and only living in order to serve her. And on to our final point, we have Queen Victoria's treatment of India. Finally, you'd expect, being called the Empress of India, you'd expect that she'd maybe visited or expressed an interest in this great nation that Britain had recently inhabited, or if you look at any non-British schoolbook, invaded, massacred and took over. Well, you'd be wrong. Queen Victoria never stepped foot in the country and simply saw it as an exotic place ruled by Britain. However, she did have an Indian slave that she liked to treat as an exotic pet. As a result of the negligence that Victoria showed, India suffered immensely through the policy of colonisation. In 1876 to 79, in the region of 12 to 30 million deaths were caused due to starvation. And instead of Britain helping this situation, they instead decided to loot from India in order for themselves to gain in wealth. This resulted in Britain increasing their wealth by 45 trillion from India. And as a result of Britain's negligence, it also led to widespread poverty, famine and genocide for the people living in India. Queen Victoria, who was a figurehead of all of this, allowed this to happen. So there we go. I've given you five reasons why Queen Victoria may be seen as a dickhead of history. And as usual, it is up to you, the listeners, to decide what you think on the subject. Just like I said last season, make sure you're tuning in every Wednesday for a new podcast upload to supply you your weekly dosage of a dickhead of history. And in order to find out who the next characters are and stay updated with the show, make sure you're following me on socials, this being at c.tookie on Instagram. Instagram, and also a new addition to this season, we have created a Facebook group where you can stay up to date with any goings on within the podcast, ask me any questions on the people who are in the podcast. We'll also be running a Dickhead of the Day every single day from Monday to Friday, where you can see who has been named Dickhead of the Day. Furthermore, it will give you, the listeners, more of a chance and more of an influence in the show, telling me who you would like to see as a dickhead of history, and being able to be involved in polls of who you think the greatest dickhead of history is. In fact, after I've said all those benefits that you can get from joining this group, why wouldn't you just do it now? Listen, I'll talk you through it and what you need to do. Get out your phones or get onto your laptops, type in Facebook, go onto the search bar, type in Dickheads of History and click join group. There you go. Easy as you like. You're welcome. You can go and do it now. Other than that, all I can say is thank you once again for listening, for tuning in, all you loyal listeners or even new listeners of the show. Make sure that you come back next week to find out who the next dickhead of history is. Thank you for listening once again, and goodbye.